I'm Chris Harrison. And no, I'm not The Bachelor. The journey begins again.
What a wild thing to think after 18 years that this is what it's come to.
You, Chris Harrison, come at me.
And we're back.
Yes.
After less than a week. What's up, guys?
Yep.
I'm just happy that this was 2 hours this week instead of five.
Yeah, that actually did free up a lot of time.
It really did. It was nice. I mean, my notes are actually very short, too. It's not much happened. Most of the drama kind of left, but we're still getting some manufactured. So without further ado, we'll get into it. We're in Peru. And Kelly is once again, like, over it. She's like, you know, I've been there, done that. Let's see some alpacas. And I agree.
Yeah.
I would rather hang out with alpacas than Peter, for sure.
So. I mean, as long as I get to pet them and, like, wear some alpaca, like, coats and stuff.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm there for. And the mountains are beautiful. So Peter has a Skype call with his mother, who tells him to believe in his heart, and they somehow don't have a whole entire conversation in Spanish. Then there's a knock at the door for the girls, and Peter himself shows up, which is not very common for the bachelors to do. Usually it's like Chris Hansen at this point.
Yeah. Take a seat.
Take a seat. I mean, technically in some of these cases, but the girls sit around to discuss where they are with Peter one by one, and it's really awkward. So the one-on-one card arrives, and it's for Madison. They go to...
I don't have no knowledge of her, really, still.
None, other
than... She's very forgettable.
She's a Christian. That's all we know, really, and she likes basketball, and she really likes her dad a lot. Like...
Oh, wait, was that the one that had, like, the...
We will get into that.
Okay, I remember, yeah, the dad coaching her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they eat ceviche, they go on a boat, they make out while the boat captain watches. This always happens. Kelsey at the house starts...
He's smiling and just nodding.
It was a zoomed out shot, so we couldn't see his, like, microaggressions, but Kelsey starts talking about Maddie's religion level, which apparently is really high. And okay, I don't know why Kelsey's talking about this at the house. It doesn't have to do with really anything.
No, I mean, it just seems like it's forced, like, hey guys, like, why don't you talk about Madison's being religious? Like,
yeah, because they don't have Champagne Gate, and they don't have Alea Gate, and they don't have Hannah B Gate, and whatever else going on.
It's also weird to just think of, like, I'm not even religious, and I think it's weird to be like, why don't y'all converse about what you think about her being religious?
Yeah, it's
like,
weird.
That's weird. So what? Like, that has nothing to do with any of y'all.
It's not like The Bachelor's an atheist, which I don't think they would ever allow knowingly.
Yeah, even if he was, he'd probably lie.
Rad, I love Jesus. So they go dance with a local band that ABC does not name, and I'm like, what the hell? Advertise these people.
Nope.
Y'all advertise the fuck out of Chase Rice.
Yeah.
If they gave them money at all. Oh my God. ABC's so stingy. So
yeah,
they talk at a table at the night portion, and Peter is informed by Maddie that she wants someone like her dad, like exactly like him, and exactly like his relationship with the Lord. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No issues here.
No.
None.
There's no issues
to be had
here.
No red flags.
Apparently, Maddie's dad is a fucking saint, and she wants to marry a saint.
Okay, I can understand loving your dad and, like, objectively viewing qualities in him that you would want in a person, like being accountable, being interested in sports that you do, being really good at teaching you things. but you don't get, you know, like she just wants a clone of him or someone that he...
She wants to essentially marry her dad.
Yeah. Incest is the best. Kelly said it last
week. She did say that last week.
Which we were scared to make the title. I don't know how...
I wasn't scared.
The algorithms would have definitely been weird. You give all of 0.00000.8, if that's even possible, fucks. Like, that's what I love about
it. Depends on the situation.
That's true. You give them when you're supposed to, and then you don't when nobody should. No. I don't know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Same with you.
That's why we got married.
Thank you. That is very true. I think this date would have been fun. Sans boat captain. I would definitely go eat ceviche with you and then go boating and then go dancing. But again, ABC just cops out on these people getting some free promotion. And then the conversation happens. It was just really weird. Peter fabricates some story after taking all of that in. He's like, yeah. So I was raised in a, what are you again? You're Christian? Right. I was raised in a Christian household and I definitely have faith, but a lot of times my faith could be stronger. And it reminded me of in an interview. They're like, so tell me about a time where you've had to manage a team and you're like, fuck, I've never had to do that. Well, you know, one time I had a friend come in and I kind of helped her. It's like that. You're just bullshit. Like
one time in eighth grade, our kickball, I was a team leader. So
I am a kickball world champion because of that sole incident. That's
pure. Yeah.
He's like, it's like the truth. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's like the truth.
It's like the truth, but it's not quite the truth.
It ain't the whole one. It's like less than 50% of it. Yeah. So of course she gets a rose, but she didn't cry, which I'm suspicious. I don't know how long she's gonna last because she did not cry. I mean,
yeah, I mean that's a new one. I'm actually flabbergasted that Peter like didn't like just give her one, because if she just started crying, it would have worked.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. We need that person. Or like in the old plays, remember when they used to dust the people off the stage?
Yeah,
that was so
cute. Yeah, that was like vaudeville stuff where they had to get the hook.
Oh my god,
like that the would long be hook pole thing. Du-du-du-du-du-du-du.
And like a slide wheel, that would be brilliant on this show.
Yeah, that would work.
I love that. I want that to happen. I'm going to write ABC a letter every day till they do it. Okay, so during the commercial, by the way, this bothered me. Natasha has a one-on-one. You know how we know this? It's not because somebody delivered a one-on-one card to the house that was handwritten or whatever that said something cute like, let's dance under the stars or whatever bullshit the date titles are. We don't see her getting ready. We don't see her curling and putting extra mascara on her eyelashes or bumping her hair or getting ready.
Yeah.
We see that she's on the one-on-one because of the commercial. And I think that is totally robbing her of that experience. I don't know. It was so weird to me. I was like, that's not normal. I've been watching this show for over 10 years. That's not normal.
I can say it was quite hastily done.
Yes. So
it was just like, and there she is. And it's like, okay. Like they didn't even give her the courteous.
No, they were rude. I'm gonna use this word once per episode. I was triggered. So who's left? Kelly, Hannah Ann, Kelsey, Victoria F. So there's like five people and Natasha. We get back from commercial and Peter woke up feeling good about how his date with Maddie went, but he openly refers to Natasha's relationship as a quote unquote slower burn compared to the other girls. You know what? This is a trend. So this happened with Nick Viall's season. He kept one of the minority players till very late in the game, sent her home. She became the bachelorette. This also happened on Nick Viall's season. He kept one of the minority players that he really didn't have a connection with until a very late point in the game. And you could tell it was producer driven because there was no like fundamental chemistry there, on top of the fact that he sent home people he liked more. So ABC, this isn't making up for Mike not being the bachelor. We're not dumb.
I'm not impressed.
We're not dumb. It's like, it's kind of like wearing like a neon tank top under a black shirt and going to a bar with UV lights in it and being like, no, I'm wearing all black. Like, we're not dumb. We see right through it. Anyway. Okay. So yeah, this quote unquote slower burn has somehow made it this far into the show, which would be an irresponsible use of your time as the host.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but did they never really have... Wait, did they have only one one-on-one before all this?
No, this is their first one-on-one.
This is their first one-on-one.
And he uses it to send her home when he could have sent her home in a rose ceremony and she would have been fine. And from her end, especially with this show and how isolated they are, I could tell that even though she barely spent time with him, she genuinely thought because she was there that long that it was going to go past something.
No, he's just stringing her along.
He's just stringing her along. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they, we can just tell.
Because she was the most realist one.
Yeah, she was. She, like, kept it real and she was looking out for him.
Yeah.
And granted, if you don't want to date her, that's fine. But this point is, like, dick move to send her home at. That's my dick move of the episode. Ooh, okay, so we notice it already seems like she's going home. She's getting like the, hey, you're going home on a one-on-one in the foreign country music that the producers have been using for 20 years. Come on, guys. Okay, so, yeah, they didn't show her getting ready. They showed Madison like putting so much mascara on her lashes. She has pretty lashes. She could have stopped at one point, but they just showed it, and we were like, okay, that's relevant somehow.
I'm going to take your word on that.
Okay. I noticed too much of this. It's hard. It's hard not to. Side note, I got a new job. Yay. I have coworkers that watch The Bachelor, and we were just exasperated in the break room today. So I have like real life people that get it. You guys get it. My husband now gets it. It's...
somewhat.
Oh my god. Okay, but we still watch it. It's fine. We're all complicit.
Yeah.
So we learn a little bit more about Natasha, who she grew up with three brothers. That's pretty cool. I feel like that would, if I even had like one or two brothers, I feel like I'd be tougher, but no. The baby only child. I don't know. Do you feel like having a brother made you tougher at all?
Sort of. I mean, it made me resent him at first, and then I learned to grow to love my older brother.
Aww. But,
you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I guess it's tougher. I did, like, more crazy shit, mm-hmm. So.
Aw, I like that. I always like hearing people's perspective about that, because I just don't have firsthand, but vicariously. So, about Natasha, like, whoever... I don't know. She's really, this is, again, it's not a side note. It's related-ish, but she's really good at flat ironing her hair. Like, shout out to whatever flat iron she's freaking using, because I don't know, like, that Peru does not look not humid. So that's an accomplishment. We get back from the commercial and the sister wives are having a powwow at the house. We find out that Kelsey is going on the one-on-one next. What do you feel? Why is Kelsey still here?
I don't know.
It's almost making me more mad than them just like doing Natasha dirty and being like, guess what, guys? She's going on the one-on-one. No surprise. Like,
yeah, so, Kelsey is something else.
Yeah, and not a good else. No. It's not even like, oh my gosh, I feel mean saying this, but... if I couldn't even proximally bring you to like my gym or like dinner with friends and trust that you wouldn't be like batshit crazy, it's not gonna work. And I think she just radiates that.
She does.
Oh my gosh, this is exhausting.
You could smell like a little bit of the atmosphere burning like around her. Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
Mosquito's dying. Mm-hmm. So Natasha shows up to the date, and they always zoom out when the two of them kiss. She shows up for the later part. So Peter admits in his like voiceover thing that he's falling in love with Madison. He doesn't know if he can get there with Natasha. He says with Natasha, he can quote unquote see potential. So he asks her if she can see something special in this, and she goes into sales pitch mode, which these girls have done time and time and time again. And what is really interesting about Peter, and I mean interesting in like a blanketed way, he is boldly asking these girls, so what do you want out of this? Why do you want to be here? Why should I keep you here? Oh yeah, is that true? Like, he's like, I haven't actually seen this approach from a bachelor before, even on Juan Pablo's season. Like, so that's saying a lot. It's not really the right way to go about this, because he's not taking the time to get to know them, and he wasted and fucked off so much of his time with Hannah B and Alea, lest us not forget. He squandered his time, didn't get to know people the right way, and now he's using these one-on-ones to just try to catch these girls off guard, which is the wrong move. If that's how he's dating in real life, no wonder he's on this show. So Natasha goes into sales pitch mode, like I said, when in reality we know that she should just start crying. And Peter says he's just trying to find something for forever. Kind of like when you go to get really good tires that you know are going to last a long time. That's how he basically equates it to. I don't know. Like something for forever. Not a partner or someone to love for forever. I just want to find something for forever. Like, what is that?
Yeah, that could mean a lot of things. I mean, and something doesn't even equate to good.
No, it's just a thing.
Just want to find something.
He's desperate to succeed at the end of this. You know why? Because the past few bachelors, with the exception of like Ari, haven't. Well, not even Ari, because he picked a girl and then dumped her and then picked the second runner-up and married her, which happens sometimes, and it's really fast.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really fascinating.
That's a player move.
He was the quote unquote NASCAR driver, but it wasn't even like full on NASCAR. It was like the minor league of NASCAR. That's fine. It's okay. So Peter, when he does think of what he wants in a wife, he sees Natasha as more of a friend.
But not a waifu.
No, senpai, notice me. Senpai grabs the rose and he says, Peter grabs the rose and he says, Natasha, I owe you all the honesty that you've given me. I can't give you this rose, and I'm so sorry about that. Why'd you pick it up then?
That was quite the sass he put on the, I'm so sorry.
Well, he didn't even say it like that, but I'm just so pissed at him, because why did you keep her till this point, man? Okay, I don't know. Maybe he wanted to like give it a chance, and then like Maddie just... See, this is a point where things can swing very rapidly. So maybe if Natasha had her date before Maddie, who knows?
So I think she painted him in a corner where he was just like, opposed to Kelsey early on, when she was just like, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just comes off as way too soon. And also at the same time, like, you're like, that's way too strong. And also at the same time, I can't say that he loves or he's falling in love with her back, correct?
Correct. I mean, he could if he wanted to fuck up the whole game at this point, but he can't do it this early.
Okay. Yeah. So then, yeah, that was trying to, like, kind of get something out of him, but Madison with the religious route, and I think that it kind of has painted him in a corner and being like, all right, she's cool. Yeah. Like, I don't want to lose face and be like, yeah, I mean, I don't care if you're Christian or not. He's just like, oh, yes, I'm totally that.
His lizard brain, while she was talking, was just calculating, okay, Christian faith, beep, 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 beep. Yeah, no, like, totally. I've, like, grown up Christian. I can do that. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
We're good.
I think that might have been, like, the case.
Mm-hmm. Maddie
but
was
that's just
like,
my theory.
Maddie was like, I want a man who's going to not play ghosty main ever around my kids. I don't ever want to watch PG-13 movies and no hot sauce on the pizza. Like, that was what that conversation was like. Ooh.
Or hot sauce ever.
No hot sauce ever. So Peter tells Natasha, I know you have a lot to offer someone. We get it. It's not you. They walk out, and what's really disturbing is the live concerto is playing live that was paid by ABC. So whether or not Natasha got the rose, I think they were going to make them play, which A, is a financial move, but also B, very petty. So it's about like 26% financial and the rest petty. Like, because, I mean, they paid for their time. But granted, they have enough money to pay them and be like, oh, hey, this part didn't happen, so you guys, we'll just pay you and for an hour or whatever, and thank you. They could have done that if they were professionals, but no. So Natasha has to literally walk out to the music. It's very symbolic in a dark kind of way. And at the house or the suite, wherever they are, the security guy comes to grab her suitcase. So Natasha is going home. The
security guy comes to grab her. It's like, damn. Like,
suitcase.
Yeah, suitcase.
Where is Mike? Like,
where is Mike?
Where's Mike? Anyway, we get back from another commercial. The girls are pretend they're surprised that Natasha and Peter are over, and I'm like, no, y'all aren't. And then Kelsey has a one-on-one. I just want to point out, it's very important. It was 8:02 Central Time when this happened, so that means there's an hour left in the show, and I'm actually wondering, wait, what are they going to do for another hour? Everyone already had a date. That's how forgettable Kelsey is. I also spelled her name wrong in that sentiment, so we're not doing so hot here. Kelsey double desperate leaps into Peter's arms from like a dismount. Like, she basically does a quarter tuck jump at an angle into him. And I'm surprised he does not fall over or his wound on his forehead doesn't reopen.
Which was shittily done upon closer inspection with the bandages off.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Somebody did a bad job of sewing that thing up.
They really did. They like, it was like they crumpled up masking tape and were like, and like stuck it to him.
That and the sutra thread points are like really far apart.
Chris Harrison himself sewed it back.
So, he did, yeah.
With his telekinesis. Kelsey and Peter are given the shittiest helmets ever for, what are those ATVs?
Yeah, the four-wheelers.
Yeah, for four-wheeling. And like, what if those flip over? I mean, that helmet is going to slide off your head. And
well, know, jacket and gloves also would be nice.
Ideal. Something to cover your knees and your toes, too. But
yeah, you should be wearing pants and closed-toed shoes when you're four-wheeling.
ABC doesn't think about the finer things. Well, they did both have on pants and closed-toed shoes, but the helmets were shit. So their date is real boring. They're just on a mountain rolling around, whatever. Kelsey gets to the night portion. She can't jump on Peter because she's in a dress. She has some things to talk to him about regarding her family. And she starts crying because she's like, great, how am I going to fabricate this perfect family for ABC? Which I can actually understand as a pressure, but I wouldn't do this. So, yeah, you know, it's something I'm seeing kind of like with one out of maybe five people in the show. It usually happens where someone is stressed out about hometowns. And that's Kelsey. So Kelsey apparently won Miss Iowa, which she felt the need to drop in there. Cool, whatever. We didn't know what Iowa was known for. No offense. You know, someone could say that about Texas, and it's fair. But apparently, Iowa has very fertile soil. So cool.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. Good for farming.
That's what's up.
Good for plowing.
Anyway, Kelsey's just freaking out because... I don't know. I just think it has to do with her home life setting, and she's not proud of some things. So Kelsey basically is like, you know, I could have been married and settled by now. Okay, but
cool.
You go on.
Why are you on here?
Actually, no, you couldn't have. I feel like you drive everyone away with like your ness, your whatever you are ness.
You're crying.
Yeah, crying. Okay. So out of curiosity, by the way, I googled the women tell all because I want to know when that shit is. One of the results was verbatim. How many episodes of Peter's Bachelor season are left? And I felt the exasperation in that question in my bones. I want to know too. It's like getting... I just want to see who wins because then... I can know just if all the drama leading up was worth it, but we'll find out. I really don't know who wins at all. I promise I don't. So Kelsey accepts the rose that Peter gives her, and we see that she later is, I don't know, not wearing the correct foundation shade, which is fine. A date card arrives for Hannah Ann, Victoria, and Kelly. It says... quote unquote, tomorrow won't be easy. So just like a good cult leader, Peter has to reinforce the approval mm-hmm. niche, the approval mantra. You all need to vie for my approval and one of you will be ousted if you fail.
Trust the process.
Trust the process. So Victoria, because Victoria is just like, if you Google... the word neurotic, because let's face it, you're not... who's picked up a dictionary in the past week? Probably a few of you, and if you have, I'm actually really impressed. I'm genuinely impressed. But no, you, if you go to neurotic, you're just gonna see a little thumbnail of her little shaking face, because she says, I freaked out in front of him and now I'm worried that he doesn't like me anymore. And I'm like, oh my god. There's two solutions to that. A, stop freaking out so much. Or B, stop caring if people get mad at you for freaking out. You know, someone will put up with that shit. Somebody out there will do it.
True.
It might not be Peter. We don't know, but Michael someone will. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Luke P will do it.
No. Luke, ugh. Gosh dang it.
Somebody just was switch saying, out Luke P at the very end just to be like, no, like Peter's gone, like Luke P is in.
Someone was saying Maddie should just date Luke P because I mean, hey,
he's a good Christian boy.
He is, supposedly. With those sweaters he wore, and he's like staring at them like, give Hannah my graces. Oh, that episode was so interesting.
What?
Okay, sorry. It was the one where they were in the church and hey, Luke's a good guy. He's a really good guy, I promise.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know.
He's holding that gun off screen.
So before that date actually happens, Kelly says, quote unquote, to Hannah Ann and Victoria, I wish I could just throw you guys in front of buses. Okay.
I might have been out of the room when that happened.
You were.
Wait, she what?
She said that verbatim.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little bit harsh. I'm going to actually, I have limits, you know. I'm not heartless. That was a little bit much. I can't think of a situation where I'd ever say that to someone in jest. I mean,
Only to really close friends.
Okay, maybe. Perhaps. Perhaps, but this was not the time. So Kelly, no ma'am. She says that Hannah Ann is not in the right phase of her life. She reminds us that Victoria F. is a hot mess. Okay, fine. It's true. And Kelly is the first out of the car. And I don't know if you were in the room for this, but this was another reason why Kelly... I'm grateful Kelly was on the show. Because she starts to walk towards Peter, and it's very far from the car, like obnoxiously far. And this is a first. I've never actually seen this happen on the show. Kelly points out how far the walk is, and she's like, you're making us walk awfully far. Kelly, like, why can't we get more Kellys? This show could be better. These are the moments that we need. These, like, uncanned, uncoached. Because Hannah Ann's posture in this whole next act is so repulsive to me. It's so coached. It's so, I can't make a mistake. I must be...
Look good in the eyes of our Lord Peter.
Our Lord Peter, and be complicit. Yes, complacent. Complacent. Yeah. Okay.
Kelly would probably be proclaimed as a witch in medieval times.
You're right, because she's smart.
Because she causes trouble and doesn't act like a proper lady should, probably, or something of that nature.
Kelly would be the one wearing a dress and then kicking a soccer ball around, like, in the Victorian, like, style dress. Like, kicking a ball around in the square and, like, getting dirty and stuff and, like, throwing bread across the hall. Like, that would be Kelly. Kelly would be having fun. And then everyone else would just be, like, fanning themselves, like, oh, how dare thee?
My lord.
My lord. How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, no. So Peter reminds the girls that he got his bandage off. And
His ugly-ass scar.
So normally they bounce around between a lot of different places. But so far, they're only going to places where Spanish is a used language. I noticed, like, one season they went from, like, Singapore to Iceland to, like, Jamaica or something. Like, they went around, and they usually do that, but this time they're like, we need Peter. Like, Peter's really boring and we need something to help this along. So they made him, like, communicate with all the people, even though they speak English. Like, they own tourist companies. They speak a lot of languages, actually, not just English. And Yeah, Peter pulls Hannah Ann aside, and Kelly just lays down to nap, which goes to show how long they have to wait to talk to him. Sometimes it's an hour or so. It's, like, crazy. It's like being at the DMV, but worse. So Hannah Ann breaks down immediately, which she knows works.
Mm-hmm. It's worked every single other time.
Every single one. Victoria F. is just frustrated. And then she says, it's annoying to be around me. And I was like, oh, for once I agree with her. Like, who says that about themselves?
People are trying to be self-deprecating, but it just comes off as, like, sheer, like, nepotism. No, not nepotism. Sorry.
Narcissism.
Narcissism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This makes me wonder, like, no, it doesn't. I don't care. It's just frustrating. So she walks away, and Peter pulls Kelly aside. And they talk, and she's like, you know, I just want to have fun, like, with me, you know, things could be normal, like, it doesn't have to be drama, it could be fun, we could, like, get to know each other. And I'm like, that's a real answer, that's not a pageant answer. But then Peter is like, well, I want this to be more than just fun. And it's like, quit bitch-fitting on these girls, just because you don't know what you want.
Well, you know, I mean, wasn't Hannah Ann a pageant girl?
I think so. She's a model.
Oh.
Whatever. Nothing against models. Okay, let me rephrase that, because I know some.
Quote, unquote.
But here's the thing. Hannah Ann, that's all she is. It's kind of like all Peter is flying and speaking crappy Spanish. So, you know, it's just, there's nothing else. There's nothing else.
Not very multifaceted.
No, not at all. That's what the show has, you know? That's what the show just pulls in at this point, because honestly, it's just a change in the quality. Like, so many non-earnest people, like when Peter was grilling her at her one-on-one, she was just so coached and just like, no, I'm ready. Like, even though I've never been in love, like, I feel like I could feel like love one day with you. Please get me out of my parents' house, please. So that's just all that's happening. And so Peter said that he wants this to be fun on numerous occasions, by the way. Like, if I had clips, I would put them here, but I don't. He's said it before on the season. Anyway, Victoria cries again, and Peter says he would not give her a rose unless he felt something with her. Okay. So what was that with Alea then? Like, you gave her a rose and then sent her right home.
Yeah.
And Natasha, you gave her all these roses and you didn't feel anything with her. What up, boo? So he hands out the roses and starts off by saying he will not need a cocktail dinner after this because there was, I guess, supposed to be one. Which, okay, from a business standpoint, I can see why the girls get so mad. It's, again, I've mentioned this. Some of them, I'm not saying specifically ones from this season, I don't know, but some of them have reported to have been in thousands of dollars of debt, racking up for new clothes, and then on the opposite end, getting sponsored with outfits. And when they plan those outfits and when they make it for a really long time in the show and some events get canceled, that's like promotion they're missing out on. So they get mad. And that's an aspect of the show that didn't used to exist more than, I don't know, 8 years ago. It's very new. So anyway, that is canceled. Whatever outfits they were going to promote on Instagram are canceled. And Peter pulls Victoria aside first in front of everyone. She's like, please don't send me home. He gives her a rose to make the whole thing easier for her. And then she gets to ride off in a car first to go to her hometown and wait for him. Peter lets the girls know what he did. They're pissed. He thanks Hannah Ann for whatever she did and picks her. Kelly is like, well, at least I got a stamp on my passport. And so oddly enough, and I don't think I've ever seen this before either. This episode is full of unprecedented things. Hannah Ann sobs immediately when she's picked, but Kelly sheds none a tear.
Yeah, in fact, she was like, I don't know why she's crying, kind of looking.
She was like, pull your shit together. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But the way Hannah sobbed, it just, I had not eaten yet, so I could not vomit, but I wanted to. It was really repulsive. Like, what is going on? This is a cult. It's a cult. There's no reason for that. You got picked. And she was like, oh, it was so intense. I'm like, what does it even mean? I don't know.
Don't worry, they'll all be wearing black Nikes and getting buzz cuts in no time.
Hashtag too soon. So, yeah, so she just sobs uncontrollably like an idiot. Peter walks Kelly out. He reminds her that, you know, I was the most excited about this and you let me down. And you did not want to be in the cult. You are too much of an individual. Get out.
Yeah.
Get. This is fucked up. Like, she of all people, I thought about this when she was getting in the car. I'm like, this woman met this man before the show, got invited to be on the show, went through the trial process, the multiple interviews, the screening tests, the psychological exam, and the other physical exams you have to do to make it onto this show. She was sequestered in a hotel for probably a week or so before filming actually started. She's had to travel, share living arrangements with these freaking women for, I don't know, a couple of months at this point. For a dude that she genuinely met before the show. And she wouldn't have been there if she weren't into him, for him to do this to her. What? For people like Hannah Ann and Kelsey and Victoria F to still be here. Anyway, Kelly, girl, I don't know. Like, you will
better off.
You will do so much better than this.
Better off.
So get those coins. Anyway, she's just quiet when she gets in the limo because she's a G. She has her career to think of when she leaves. And Peter takes Hannah back to the sister wives. They're all pretending to be happy to see her, and then Kelsey sees an opportunity and runs and like hugs him, and he's like, ugh. Like, I cringe. So when I watch horror movies, it's hard because I feel the pain when other people get stabbed. I don't know if other people go through this. So when Kelsey hugged Peter, I don't know why, but I felt it and I like cringed. She just gives me that visceral, I don't know why she's still here. I don't know why she's here. But she, yeah, she's just like clingy and she hugs him. And again, we get back to Kelly in the car. She does not shed a single tear. Not a single tear. And that's, I don't think Tammy cried. But it's so rare when they don't cry. And it's awesome when they don't cry. I love that. She's like, if he's not able to be decisive, then that's on him. Thank you for not coming to meet my family. And I'm like, dude, yes. Yes, that's on some Andy Dorfman energy. And you know what else? Andy Dorfman was a lawyer. So these women are very like-minded. They're like, I don't give a fuck. Okay? That was awesome.
I agree.
That was like the best thing that's ever been said on this show. I'm going to mark it. That was amazing. That gets the gold star. It shows a level of individualism and nonchalance in how this charade works.
What about fuck you, Chris Harrison? Fight me.
Okay, so he caused that himself because he got drunk. Not Chris Harrison, Chad or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Chad got drunk. If his name's not Chad, it's just going to be Chad. So he got drunk and was being a dick. And Chris Harrison was like, you need to leave. You're trying to fight people. And he was like, fuck you, Chris Harrison. Come at me.
Come at me.
And that's what happened. So Chris Harrison was just doing his job, although it was funny. I think in terms of disregard for how the Bachelor universe works.
Okay.
Kelly wins. So Chad wins for brazenness. Sure. He gets a gold star for brazenness. Kelly gets a gold star for not giving a fuck about these perceptions and how you're supposed to exit the show. And how
ice cold.
Ice cold. All right. All right. All right. All right. Kelly is a freaking G. So bye, Kelly. Thank you for your time on the show. I've really...
look forward to your women tell all.
I do. I look forward to that. Well, she's probably got like something more important to do, but if she's there, great. And also, if she doesn't want to be on Paradise, I respect that. But if she is, I feel like that would be just fun because she'd be like, whatever, I just wanted to come to Mexico. Okay, so Kelly leaving was more interesting than the whole show. The sister wives cheer. It's time for hometowns. Here we get to some mega cringe, and I'm going to have a real strong stomach for next week because we already get the, her dad is not going to just give her away to anybody.
Shot of the dad sitting on a lazy boy going, yep.
Yeti tumbler and his little, oh my gosh. So next week is the tears. There were tears every episode this season. I think even the first one had tears. I swear the first one had tears.
They need some baby shampoo.
Hannah Ann could model for baby shampoo.
No tears.
No tears. I'm a baby. So Princess Leia tells Kylo Ren, don't let her go. Don't let her go. This is what love stories are made out of. Bring her home. And I say that because it was just very like Star Wars acting-esque where Barbara was like telling Peter not to let whoever her is go at the end of the episode. So obviously that's a clip from maybe the finale, which of course, I don't know. This is the first season where I don't know the winner in quite a few years. So I like that. It makes the show a little bit more high stake. So that's the episode. At the end of it, there's some nice little B-roll of a local man trying to understand Peter's relationship with three women because to an outsider of The Bachelor, I doubt this man tunes in at whatever. I'm really sorry if I don't know the immediate time zone from Central Standard Time to Peru's time. I don't know it, but I doubt this man is tuning into ABC on Monday nights at whatever time that is. So to a stranger,
it just looks like polygamy.
It looks like polygamy. Shout out to our last episode of Bachelor in Paradise, where we said Bachelor in Paradise was literally just polygamy camp. This guy was like, so you are dating these three girls at the same time? And so you date her today and you kiss her, and tomorrow you date her and you kiss her too? And he's just like, what?
Yeah.
And Peter says, it's a little not conventional, but it works. Peter, who are you trying to convince of this? Yourself or us?
That guy's going to go home to his wife and being like, what the fuck? Like,
you know, I could have had two more girlfriends. Oh, gosh. Okay. That was it. Yeah. I think that this, I actually could sleep. You know why? Because people weren't screaming at each other about stupid shit. I could sleep last night. It was fine.
Also, it wasn't like 5 hours long.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. I mean, granted, it was split up, but I wish they would have just made it freaking 5 hours at once so we didn't have to invest two separate nights.
Yeah.
That was horse shit. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us. Wow. Coming up on a year in 3 months, so that's really cool. But it's nice to just get to keep up with this crap, because it's evolved in a certain way that's very reflective of, I guess, putting the 99 in the 2000, whatever that means. So... yeah. I just wanted to say that. How did you feel about the lack of ever-present drama this week?
Well, whether there's drama or not, it's pretty ridiculous in general. I think that, like, it was a little fucked up for him to just send Natasha home that fast. Especially, like, they had never had a one-on-one.
Yeah, especially since he kept Kelsey.
Yeah, Kelsey's boring and just, ugh.
Crazy.
Yeah, she's a ball of things that shouldn't be in the vicinity.
Like thumbtacks, like upside down thumbtacks sticking out of rubber bands, it's attached like to Legos.
Yeah, it's like a bag of that.
That would be so mean to do to somebody. Just a trash bag, a shitty hotel trash bag full of that, and just whap someone. Oh, man, that's a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's a tangent.
Anyways, yeah, and honestly, I was not really enthralled with this episode in any way whatsoever.
It had very dull moments, except for Kelly just being a complete boss on the way out, being like, you know what? I'm glad you didn't come home, because fuck you. My family deserves better than you. Okay, there are a few women who have left kind of as gangster as Kelly did, but they haven't said anything of that nature. I think Charlene joined from... Oh, Charlene was on Juan Pablo's season. She exited with class, just went home and was like, I need someone with a brain. Like, she said that. It was great.
Damn.
She's doing awesome. She's an opera singer. And I'm like, what's an opera singer want to do on this show? You've got way more interesting. But she built, like, super... dope career out of it, so smart move.
Cool.
One of the few like solid people that's been in the franchise. So yeah, this episode I didn't necessarily love it, but I didn't hate it, and Natasha was done dirty. Victoria needs to get over herself. Hannah, I don't know what Hannah's problem is, but I'm over it. Kelsey, we already said our piece. Madison, whatever. I don't know. I don't I don't know if I care who wins. I need to see more. I need next week's episode to make that opinion. So we'll just have to see.
I think it's going to be Madison now that she's backed him in the religious corner.
And
he doesn't want to lose face on that.
Okay. I think, Oh, wow. It's tough. I don't think it'll be Victoria. So I know who I don't think it'll be, and I know it won't be Kelsey.
No, God, no.
So guys, it's honestly, there's four women left. So we're at the point where, you know, We're getting to one. We're getting to quarter chances, 50-50s, three quarter chances. I think that the top two, I think it has to be Hannah, Ann, and Maddie. There's no reason. Like, Victoria F is the pivotal goes home in tertiary, like, place type person. Pivotal. She's a replica of women who have gone home third years before her, who have been the crazy one that the Bachelor was just attracted to.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not going to be her. And then Kelsey's a wild card, and she's a weird wild card because her kind of wild card should have gone home before episode 5. But she has staying power for I don't know what reason, and she's not strong enough to be a producer pick. So, okay, actually, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I think maybe she is a producer pick because there's just no real thing there. Peter kind of treats her like a kid friend or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right.
Well, thank you again. We will be back next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.